Welcome to the October 2012 Fannie Mae National Housing Survey podcast with Steve Deggendorf, Director of Economic and Strategic Research at Fannie Mae. The most detailed consumer attitudinal survey of its kind, the Fannie Mae National Housing Survey polled 1,001 Americans via live telephone interview between October 4th and October 25th, 2012, to assess their attitudes toward owning and renting a home, home purchase and rental price changes, consumer stress, the economy, household finances, and overall consumer confidence. Homeowners and renters were asked more than 100 questions used to track attitudinal shifts, with findings compared to the same survey conducted monthly, beginning June 2010. Interviews were conducted by Penn Show and Berland in conjunction with Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae conducts this survey and shares monthly and quarterly results so that we may help industry partners and market participants target our collective efforts to stabilize the housing market in the near term and provide support in the future. Today, Steve Deggendorf will share insights on the October 2012 Consumer Attitudinal Survey indicators, offering a window into the opinions of Americans across the country. And now, here's Steve Deggendorf with the October 2012 Fannie Mae National Housing Survey podcast.
The October Fannie Mae National Housing Survey data paints, I think, a very good picture of the overall consumer sentiment about home buying, in particular, pointing out the direction that the sentiment has taken towards a much more positive direction or level. And in particular, when you take a look at the percentage of consumers who are saying that prices are going to go up versus those who say that prices are going to go down, if you look back almost a year to November of 2011, those numbers were exactly the same. What we're seeing now in October is that 36% of consumers say prices are going to go up, and only 10% say prices are going to go down. So there's this big gap that's grown over those past 11 months on the side of home prices going up. You also see that in the expectation over the next 12 months for the change in home prices. Going back to November was the first month of that we were seeing a positive indicator, and that number has steadily ticked up over the past many months. So I think, you know, there are a lot of indicators out there in the market, but certainly consumers are telling us that they have positive expectations around home prices. Another piece of interesting data that came up in October is around rental prices. Rental price expectations have been significantly higher than home price expectations, and they really shot up in October. Possibly, this expectation for higher home prices and higher rents may be a push for consumers to consider buying. On the household finance side, things are pretty steady. We haven't seen a lot of move around folks' expectations around their household finances. They're pretty much in the same range that they've been over the past several months. Last month, we saw a big change in the expectations for the direction of the economy moving in a positive direction. It came down just a tad this month of October, but the numbers are still relatively positive to what they've been over the past couple of years. 38% say that they see the economy moving in the right direction. You know, that's still a minority, but it's much higher than it was a year ago. And so again, maybe some underlying optimism that'll be helpful in encouraging consumers to consider home purchase.
Thank you for listening to today's Fannie Mae podcast. For more information or to read the full Fannie Mae National Housing Survey results, please visit fanniemae.com. Opinions, analyses, estimates, forecasts, and other views of Fannie Mae's Economic and Strategic Research Group included in this podcast should not be construed as indicating Fannie Mae's business prospects or expected results, are based on a number of assumptions, and are subject to change without notice. How this information affects Fannie Mae will depend on many factors. Although the Economic and Strategic Research Group bases its opinions, analyses, estimates, forecasts, and other views on information it considers reliable, it does not guarantee that the information provided in these materials is accurate, current, or suitable for any particular purpose. Changes in the assumptions or the information underlying these views could produce materially different results. The analyses, opinions, estimates, forecasts, and other views published by the Economic and Strategic Research Group represent the views of that group as of the date indicated and do not necessarily represent the views of Fannie Mae or its management.